Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
The title of my message this morning is Connected to Build. Say, connected to build. Say, I am connected to build. Say, I am connected to build. How are you connected? I'm connected to build. Amen. Nehemiah chapter number 2 and verse number 17. Namhlanje kuseni we are going to be talking to our neighbors quite a lot. Ne? So ma ungakhulumisani nomakhelwane ngicela umbheke masinyo uthi asixolelane siyilungise le ndaba ngoba umfundisi uzosikhulumisa kakhulu. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17. Then I said to them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies in waste, and its gates are burnt with fire. Come, and let us, say let us. Let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach. Here we go. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, when you are in distress, you don't sit down and cry for the whole day. But you arise and build. Say, neighbor, if you don't want to be a reproach, arise and build. Verse number 18. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he has spoken to me. So they said, let us, say let us. One more time. Let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands. Say their hands. One more time. They set their hands to this good work. Verse 19. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem, the Arab head of it. Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem. Yes, when you go into a wrong up. Nalaba buya kona, Horonite. Ammonite. Yabukune horra pagat. Horonite. Ammonite. Hey, matot. They laughed at us and despised us and said, what is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king? Guess what? What did they do? They laughed at them, they despised them, and they questioned them. What is it that you are doing? And verse number 20. So I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. Say this one more time to your neighbor. Neighbor, when you are building, you are going to be mocked. You are going to be criticized. You are going to be questioned. But do not stop. Continue to build. And here's the thing. People who criticize you, question you when you are doing something that you believe God has called you for, you know, in most cases, they are under the impression that you are expecting them to prosper what you are building. But when you are taking that step of faith, your heart, your faith, your belief is focused on God himself, that he is going to help you out. Are we here, Bazalan? They said, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. And therefore, all that we have to do, we his servants will arise and build. I love it in the Message translation, that response. It says, I shot back. The God of heaven will make sure we succeed. We are his servants and we are going to work rebuilding. You can stick to your own business. You get no say in this. Jerusalem is none of your business. My life is none of your business. My vision is none of your business. My assignment is none of your business. You don't have the privilege of just coming to have input and say about what God has put in my heart. Are we here, Bazalwane? Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We pray that you may speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We as Builders Church, Bazalwane, we have this God-given mandate. Say a God-given mandate. And that mandate is to build. God has mandated us. A mandate is a commission or an authorization to do something. So in other words, here at Builders Church, God has commissioned us. He has called us. He has given us the authority. In other words, the power that we need, even the wisdom that we need, even the anointing that we need to do what? To build. That is our mandate. We are called to build. And to build to us as Builders Church means the following. Number one, it means to beget. Say beget. To beget simply means to give birth. How do we do that? By preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ so that those who hear it will believe. And when they believe, they will become the children of God. Paul said, you have many teachers but a few fathers, because through the gospel I have begotten you. So how do we beget people? By preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says those who believe, they are given the power to become the children of God. And not only do we beget, we also are called to unveil this gospel, because this gospel is not so obvious. It is a mystery to many. That's why many people did not believe in it, because they did not understand it. But once they believe, our assignment is to therefore unveil this gospel through various teachings that we give so that people can have understanding. Jesus, in his parable of a sower, he explains that those who receive the seed on good ground, he says, are those who hear the gospel with joy and understand it. And when they understand it, they yield not just a 30-fold, not as just a 60-fold, but a 100-fold harvest of fruit in their life. So that's why we take time to take people through classes, various classes, so that they can better understand what is it that they have believed in. What does it mean for them to be born again, to be the children of God? What does it mean for them to declare their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? And number three, of course, to ask to build also means to initiate, meaning it is to receive somebody officially, even through a ritual. This is the reason why we baptize people. It's a commission that we have been given, as we are going to explain in just a moment. And this is where we receive people officially so that they can become officially part of the church, part of the local church, which is Builders Church, and begin to connect with others and everything else that is happening in the church. And number four, to us, when we say we are called to build, we also mean we are called to lead people. In other words, to shepherd them, to care for them. God has given us that care, he said, that charge. He said he will raise up leaders. He will raise up people who are going to lead his people, care for them like shepherds, and they are going to lead well. And we believe that is our mandate, so that we are not just called to have church services, but to become leaders to people, to become leaders to those that God sends our way. And the important advice I can give you as a member of Builders Church is that allow yourself to be led. Allow yourself to be shepherded. Do not just come and be a member and do something as you please in your own way, but allow yourself to be led. There are people who are appointed to lead in various groups, so that as we belong to those groups, as we are going to share on that in just a moment, so that you can be shepherded the way that Jesus wants you to be shepherded. Jesus does not want us as sheep to just wander around alone without a shepherd. The Bible says even when he saw others, he looked at them with compassion, right? Because he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. So that's why he brings us to a church, so that we cannot be on our own, so that we can be cared for, so that we can be shepherded, so that we can be led even to green pastures. Are we here? And number five, the last one, we are also called to delegate. How do we do that? By equipping people, by training them to become workers in the ministry. The Bible says God has given the fivefold ministry gifts to the church. Why? It says for the equipping of the saints, so that they can do the work of the ministry. So in other words, we are called to equip you so that you can also become a builder. You can also beget others. You can also unveil this gospel. You can also initiate others. You can also lead others. So we are not just called to become church members and only receive, but we are also here to be trained up, equipped, so that we can participate in various activities and various things that are happening in the church, which constitute the work of the ministry. Are we together, Bazalwan? So that is our mandate. That is what we are all about. And this mandate is derived from what is referred to as the Great Commission, which is found in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, verse number 19 and 20, where the Bible says, go therefore and do what? And make disciples of all nations, doing what? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, it says, and then teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you to do. And he says, behold, I am with you always. So Jesus commanded us to go. In other words, to go and preach. Preach the gospel so that others can hear and believe. He has commanded us to make disciples. And making disciples begins by teaching, enrolling people to come, be in the class. That's why that I believe class is meant for that. So that you can come and be in that class. Sit down so that you can be taught. That's where discipleship begins. Are we here, Barcelona? And he said, baptizing them. That's why we are talking about initiating, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And he said what? He said, and then we need to teach people again to observe all things that he has commanded us to do. So in other words, we out of how Jesus has impacted us, we are called to also walk with others so that we can show them the same things that we have learned from Jesus Christ. And the better way of doing so is to connect with one another. Just do life with one another, pray together, and so that we can learn from each other. And when we do so, therefore, if we learn the things that Jesus has commanded others to do, we also can have the privilege of going out to do the same thing for others. Paul puts it this way to the rest of the leaders he was leading with. He said, all things that you have learned from me, he said, I charge you to commit them to others who are also going to teach others as well. Are we here, Bazalwan? So the church is not supposed to be a place where everybody does what they want, the way that they want to do it. But it's supposed to be an orderly place, a structured place where we learn, where we are discipled, where so that we can be in a position to speak with one voice and know what we are doing and why are we doing it. Are we here together this morning, Bazalwan? Now, this work of building will not be possible unless we are connected. We have got to do it together in the spirit of unity, in the spirit of oneness. We cannot be effective in building, like I have explained, unless we are connected with one another. Remember, even those who were building the Tower of Babel, which was something that was not commanded by God, it was an ungodly thing. But one thing that the Bible says about them is that they were united. And because they were united, they were going to be successful in it. Genesis 11 verse 3 says, then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar, and they said, come, let us build ourselves a city. Does the language sound familiar? Even Nehemiah was saying the same thing. He said, come, let us build. They were saying the same thing. Come, let us build our, and take note what they say. Come, let us build ourselves a city. So in other words, they are not building for God. And they said, and a tower whose top is in the heavens. In other words, they were making their own way to God. even if they did not recognize the way that God has established, they wanted to come up with their own way. And number three, they said, let us make a name for ourselves. So they were not building for the glory of God. They were building so that the glory can come to them. And then it says, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But take note of verse number six. This is what now interests me even the more. It says, and the Lord said, indeed, take note, the people are one. In other words, they are connected. They are together. Then it says, and they all have one language. They speak the same thing. Their language is the language of building. We are going to build. We are going to build ourselves a city. We are going to build a tower that is going to take us to heaven. And we are going to build a great name for ourselves. Their language was the same. So can you imagine, Bazalwan, if we as Builders Church, we can be like them, be united, because what we are building is of God. It has been commanded by God. It has been instructed by God. And therefore, as we are building, we know that this is something that God wants to establish. And if we can be as united as they are, that's why we are very intentional with making sure that the vocabulary we introduce here at church, it is consistent and it has got meaning. We explain it so that we can speak the same thing. It must be heard from your language that indeed you are a builder. The things that are coming out of your mouth must be able to confirm that indeed you are a builder. So these people are united. They are not doing something godly. And God acknowledges it. The Bible recognizes it. And it continues to say, and this is what they begin to do. And it says, now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. So in other words, if heaven left them to continue with what they were doing, in other words, they were going to succeed anyway, even if what they were doing was ungodly. They were going to prosper. They were going to show results. So God observes this from heaven and he writes it down intentionally, because remember, the Bible was inspired by the Spirit of God. So God chose specific instances that are going to teach us key principles that we can learn from. So God does not shy away from the fact that if these people are going to continue as they are, what they are doing, irrespective of whether it is wrong, it is not going to be withheld from them. They are going to succeed. They are going to prosper. Are we here, Bazalwan? And then here's what I like. God sees these people who are mobilizing themselves. They are coming together. They are determined. They are prepared to work hard, throw themselves into this work so that they can see the results. But God realizes, in order for me to stop what they are trying to do, I will have to also employ a strategy that is going to be effective to interrupt this thing. And listen to his words. In verse number 7, he says, come, let us go down and confuse their language. What does that mean? God had to mobilize the Godhead. Realize they are united. We better go as a united front. God says the same thing that he said when he created man in the book of Genesis. Let us make man. And he says the same thing. He says, let us go down and make sure that we divide their language. So in other words, God also on the side is teaching us, in order to divide a people, you have got to divide their language. Divide and conquer. So in other words, what is going to render us weak as Builders Church, it is when we are divided in our language. You are not speaking as a builder. You are speaking as someone else from somewhere else. And I will not mention that by name. So that's why even when God wanted to build his church, he had to take the people to the upper room. And so that he can give them a new language from heaven. A language that even though we are from different nations, different languages, but we are going to be given the Holy Spirit, who is going to give us utterance, a language from heaven that is going to help us to see eye to eye. Even though we are black, we are white, we are rich, we are poor, we are from different backgrounds. But if there's one language that is bringing us together, it is the language from heaven that God had to download on the inside of us. So God mobilizes heaven. He says, let's go down and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So in other words, lomunye wathi leti amura. Lomunye wathi vat esdaide. Lomunye wathi, where do we even get to what you are referring to? Mara emunatsamaya. But we see God dividing their language. And this is exactly, can I be political? This is exactly what the previous regime did to us. They separated us. That's why even though we stayed in the same location, and we used to fight against each other on the basis of the language that you speak. That's why even today, there are some places where I remember when I was studying in Pretoria. So, you have not adjusted to. So, everybody would turn. Because they were hearing something strange and you were classified on the basis of the language you spoke. Yeah. So, nobody takes you serious because this is exactly what the previous regime wanted to achieve. To divide us in order for them to conquer us. Because we are many. We are a majority. So the only strategy they could use was to divide. That's why even our provinces are language based. So in other words, if you come in a province like KZN, they can pick it up. Ukuthi you are not from here. Just the way that even if ukhuluma isiZubayaz uthi akusona sala. And we were fighting with each other. Now, and it's difficult to reunite. To this day, I mean, even within the leadership of the governing party, at some point there were fights to say, "Sekwanele manje, we've been having, I'm a president of a particular language or a particular tribe. Sekwanele, let's find another because everything that we think of, everything that we do filters through that. Because the enemy managed to divide us. And that's why they conquered us, even though we were a majority. So they had to break us down into little pieces. Because they arrived as a minority. They are still a minority today. Aye. And I barely learned. To this day, they are still benefiting from it. It's difficult for a black man to lead another black man. Up until today. You don't have to say anything. You should see, if you don't believe me, just go to the bank and queue behind a white person. And look at how the attitude will switch of the teller when they are serving the white person in front of you and when they come back to you. When they are serving the one in front, I mean, I've been in many places where you qualify to be there, not on the basis of your skin color, but on the basis of the same thing that qualifies another race. In other words, you bank the same amount of money as the other one. Everything is the same. That's why you belong to this class. But you see our black, in fact, you get more respect when you are served by a different race because they want to be professional. But hey, our black brothers, that's why I always tell people, be afraid of a black man behind the counter. They will make you feel that I'm in charge. Uzwa, how are you, ma'am? How can I help you today? And you are prepared with no figure. You are going to get the same treatment. Hey! Mojo! Kunjani? Oh, ma'am, I see you've forgotten your copy. Can I quickly make a copy for you? Ah, this is a modern talking. Humble your photocopier. It's still working in us, even today. You don't have to, as a black leader, I have to work 10 times harder to prove myself, before I can get any form of credibility. Ara ufuna ukufuna ukuhluma ngathi lo. And all that you want is to lead. Mara our counterparts, they don't have to do anything. By just showing up, they get the respect. To this day, I remember one day I had another political leader. I'm not going to mention names because hey, let's cut his goose or my sitens are cool. But as about in Zamugum score my points. Hey, who tends, Barcelona? Hey, who tends? Konawayawa Zebati, license to in a spatandazel is minus tandazel and Jama elections pair, a city in Kurungula Bawinis. Hey, who sensitive? Who tends, Glamala? Who's garden? I would a chappies with Lafunyanjan, otherwise. Uzothi uhlafuna ichapi sebluke thiwe hey. So this is political leader who has a white bodyguard intentionally. Says because there are certain places where he realizes lakufuneka umlungu and makuhamba yena phambili ababuzi anything bavele bavule bangena. Because makahamba nalawa yeah. Even to this day, that's how deep it is. That's how deep it is. I mean, and I'm talking about our fellow black brothers and sisters. Abanye, good morning, say, afternoon, say, how are you doing? Have a lovely day. How are you doing? Hey, malume kunjani? Hey, man. Samu malume wako kusukela nini manje? Hey, school sam, kunjani na? Hey, posa ya, move great. I'm like, dude. Do you realize where you are working? It must tell you something about the people you, I mean, who are on the other. You know, why are you working there? And na se bank ukona. Ego na maklas kune, you know. So, kule yo division. Mabakubeka ukuthi usebenze kule division. In other words. You have an idea of abantu abakunika bona in that nokuthi baqualifyiswe yini ukuze babe under you irrespective of their skin color. Mara our black brothers and sisters, the way they handle us, mina bazalwane ngine problem. No bazalwane, I think ngizoqala iparty nje yokutoyitoyela against all of those things. No man, kunzima in this nation to do anything meaningful as a black person. It's tough. As much as we say, see, we have freedom and whatever, I sebenzeli. And we are our own worst enemy. Tina. Ah, ngayang chayam minang zemzu chola u Jacob. Ay, se spanin la. Marubano PC lose spanning. Sonka siyazu se spanning. Yenzi span sako ke. Asiyeko kunye ke yenza what is expected of you to do. Just what is expected of you to do. I'm not asking for anything more. Just do what you have to do. Yeah. Just do what you're expected to do. Koshwa ke uti utile no ban. Koshwa ke uti. I'm not even asking a favor. I'm not saying do more. I'm saying just do what is expected of you. If kutiwa you are my banker, just do that. Just do that. Be my banker. Kusukutini, kusukuti, mangabe ngifuni moto. Angeke ngithi ngine banker. Ngihambe ngiyoqolisa ama form lapha apply. Your job as my banker is to get me a pre-qualification. That's your job. It's not, I'm not asking for anything more. Just come back and say you can qualify for this much. Ungabheka around that. Bese mina ngiyahamba ngiyofuna imoto bese ngiyabuya ngathi sengitholile, and then you must do the things that makes the pots to be done. That's it. I'm not saying give me 5 million rands from your pocket. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be my banker. I'd make it possible for me to quite within the parameters of everything that I am giving you, which is legal, which is on point, which is, that's all that I'm asking. But because you are first seeing a black person, kunzima. Kule South Africa siphila kuyo. Asithutheni sohlale Western Cape, ngiyadlala. Ha. So in the case of Nehemiah, here is Nehemiah. He is uniting people behind the mandate that they had to build. But here is Sanballat. Here is Tobias. They are mobilizing people. They are criticizing to bring division. So in other words, they don't want to participate in building. But they are not just going to keep quiet. Because here is my biggest frustration. Sometimes if you don't agree with what other people are agreeing on and they are rallying behind that work and they are doing it and you don't want to be involved, simply do not want to be involved and stay aloof. But do not discourage those who want to do it. Don't question those who want to do it. And it's the biggest mystery I have ever discovered, even in the church today, that there are people who will not be happy about being members of Builders Church. But they are still coming. And not only that, they mock the work that is being done. They criticize leadership. They question the efforts. Mina kubebe kuyim, bengizokwenza ukuthi nokuthi. Mara musa kusuwe. Mhlambe qale fine isiqale sivumela before usho ukuthi kube bekuwe bowuzokwenzani. Asiqale sivumelane ngokuthi akusuwe at this particular juncture. Because let's be honest, whether you are running a business, an organization, or whatever it is, if you are in a position of leadership, where you are leading, that fear will take the shape of how you are wired as a leader. Because there is no decision we can make, for an example, like Esonduen, if we were to open to everyone's opinion. Because we are wired differently, we have different preferences. Why stage finally sibe mnyama? Fine, it's not hambela no humyama. Mana na humyama. Hey, kunama ang understand. Hut why fine la seven zisi iPad. Mar musa kusuwe. Mina nyai tandi iPad. Why no prefer paper? Nyabonga. Na wange li ilanga molto li lituba. Uzofiga, useven zisi paper. But sometimes we have got just to accept, if you are at work, you are working for somebody, it's their company, it's their business, leave them alone to lead that business, run that business the way that they want to. You are there to serve them, you are there to work. Just find out, how are they wired as your leader? How do they think? So that you can align yourself with that and serve them better. That's all that you can do. Abosan palat, angbaz bakatezwe yin. I mean, clearly they don't want to participate in this thing. But why are they then mocking the ones who feel like born? They are not just going to, because they were saying, look at the distress that we are in. So these guys are saying, we are not just going to sit here and do nothing and continue to be in distress. We are going to do something about this. We are going to build. Oh, these ones, what do you think you are doing? Are you going against the king? In other words, are you going to change the status quo? And do nothing about it. Instead of leaving these guys to say, hey, siyanibongela nine courage, thina sinawo i-courage yokuyenza leyo nto le, sizohlala sinibukele. Are we here, bazalwane? So sometimes it will help us to make sure, because I said this earlier, you know, God is love, right? That's what the Bible says. God is love personified. God is love. He's full of love. He loves us all. That's what the Bible says. But the Bible also mentions things that he hates. That even makes him, in a way, adjust himself in being just love. He says, there are things I hate. And he will talk about the lying tongue and whatever. Because kunabantu nje emhlabeni angazinoma uke waba nomngane onamanga. Waka waba nesikhokho esithi, yay! Is caucus kamba manga with no pressure, unprovoked, awumbuzanga anything. You did not ask any question. They volunteered to tell you lies. Hey, as is all of them, send away no good, no good. You are like, how, Marandot? 10 minutes ago, you were talking a different, but anyway. But then he says, he also hates people who cause division. That is God. He hates people. So in other words, if I am in a place and I cause division, in other words, I am placing myself in something that God hates. So the best thing sometimes when you don't agree, keep quiet. Especially if it is in a place that is also supposed to benefit you. I mean, let's be honest. For those of us, there are many things that you did not agree with that your parents did. But you kept your opinions to yourself because as long as Kim, your mother will cook what Kimmy TV. Come on. Hola saka sieta. Keha kama. Ananda wanogut bona at that particular point. Bafunu ubugeli TV. No. Come on. Keha kama. Finish. I love cook. Nothing I'm taller somewhere. I'm tender love cook. But the question is, as I close, how do I then connect, Mfundisi? How do I connect? How do I contribute meaningfully? Because there is a biblical model that was left for us. The first century church did the right things. They did it. They modeled this thing for us. So there's nothing deep about being connected to build. There's nothing deep about being connected in whatever other church you may be in the fulfillment of their mandate. There's nothing. It's there in black and white. It's simple. It's practical. It's just a tinage amakholo sinalenkinga. We want to update izinto zikaNkulunkulu and suggest that we have a better way of doing them. We want to do Christianity our own way. We want to do church our own way. We just want to be part of this thing in our own way. And it is working against us. But now let's go back. And this is also going to make sense to many of us this morning. So that we realize, why do we do all of these things that we are doing? Why iConnects? Why the growth path? Why this and this? Because it's a model that God has given to us. And it is taken from this particular scripture. Let's read it together. It's in the Message translation, Acts chapter number 2, from verse number 41 and 42. Let's read it together. That day, about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized and were signed up, and they committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and the prayers. Simple. First time the church existed, they took, remember, Acts chapter number 2, the Holy Spirit is poured out. They go out speaking in other tongues. Peter preaches. The Holy Spirit convicts the people. They say, what shall we do? Peter tells them, repent, and so that you can be saved, right? So that you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, okay? And then after that, then the Bible then tells us that day, 3,000, in other words, who responded to that message, 3,000 of them, the Bible says, that day they believed and they were baptized. And then it says they were signed up. First century church. Main database. First century church. So that's why we cannot outdevelop the Bible. We cannot outgrow the Bible. Everything has been there. So, tinas kabangut konintenche sienzai. Ayiko. First day, that's how you can ask yourself, how did they know that 3,000 people got saved that day? It tells you how systematic they were, how structured they were. Bebahlelekile, in other words. But we just have got to subject ourselves to those processes. But here are 7 things that I want to leave with you. Believe you me, I'm not going to be long. So help me, Jesus. I'm just going to browse through them quickly. And they are all derived from this scripture. So keep this scripture in mind. Number one, how do I connect? Number one, by believing. Believe in Jesus Christ. Many of us, we just settle in becoming members of churches without believing in Jesus Christ. Without believing in the gospel of Jesus Christ that is preached in that church. Without declaring our faith in Jesus. So in other words, many of us, we can even sneak behind the back door. Remember, Jesus said, I am the door. He said, I am the gate. He said, any other person who ngena ngendlela is a thief. So the first thing, in order for us to belong and to connect in the church in a proper way, is to make sure that we start with this first important thing. To believe in Jesus Christ. So that we can be saved. To believe in the message, in the gospel that is being preached in the church. Even in our case, we encourage people week in and week out to declare their faith in Jesus Christ, because that's critical. Even Peter started by preaching, and all that people had to do was to believe. The Bible tells us, believe and you shall be saved. And that is the requirement. Number two, be baptized. Let me tell you this, Bazalwanebam. This is a simple model that God gave us that I was reading. Right? Simple model. And we are not expected to deviate from it. And many of us, fine, we do well by declaring our faith in Jesus Christ. But then we think, man, it's not necessary to be baptized. Why do I have to be baptized? Even if I don't do it, Maroksala is saying Sindisi, so whatever the case may be. Listen, it is written in the Bible. It is there. It was practiced. This is what they did. Jesus Christ himself was baptized. He was baptized, he himself. As a matter of fact, John the Baptist did not even want to do it. But Jesus said it has to be done so that righteousness can be fulfilled. So even to this day, it does not matter who you are, where you come from, how old you are. It does not matter how far have you gone in terms of your journey with God. Even if you were saved 10 years ago, it is necessary for you to be baptized. It has a meaning. It is significant. Otherwise, the apostles were not going to continue practicing it in the New Testament. It is significant. That's why Paul spoke about it. It has a meaning. It has a symbolic meaning that each and every one of us, we are supposed to fulfill as Christians. That's why we find ourselves in churches who know what they are doing. We have got to be baptized. Number one, we believe. Number two, be baptized. It's necessary for all of us. And this is a moment where I'm challenging you. If you regard yourself as a Christian, a born-again Christian, a believer, if you regard yourself as a believer and you've never been baptized with water in your life, I'm challenging you to do so as soon as possible. If you are already born as soon as today, do it. As soon as today, do it. If you were never baptized, but you are born again. So please, so that we don't preach a different gospel. So that we don't end up qualifying a different method simply because when you did it and you changed it and you think there's nothing wrong. And probably there's nothing wrong, but it's necessary for us to go through it. Because it's in the Bible. They believed, the Bible says in Exodus 2, and then they were baptized. There was the European eunuch who had the gospel, from Philip. And he was on the road and he said, now I'm anzi. What is stopping me from being baptized? And Philip said, yes, you can be baptized. Let's do it. Why? Because now you believe. There's nothing that is stopping you because now you believe. So the question is today, what is stopping you from being baptized? Now a man's a con. What is stopping you from being baptized? You can never be too much of a matured Christian for you to be baptized. Jesus Christ himself, I said, born of God, came down as a king. He was worshipped the first day he was born. But he saw it necessary to go through this process, setting a precedence for us to say, no one is too great to be baptized. No one is too anointed to be baptized. Not unless maybe I feel like I'm more anointed than Jesus. But Jesus is the epitome of anointing. You can't be more anointed than Jesus. You can't be more called than Jesus. So we have got to go. It is significant. In fact, when we are being baptized, we are told. The people who are baptized, they explain, what are we doing? And every believer needs to go through that. That's why even earlier I said, when I was talking about the mandate being led, I said we have got to subject ourselves to being led. Somebody has got to tell us you need to be baptized like we do here at church. But it's up to you to subject yourself to that. You can say, Mina, I don't need it. It means I'm going to do this Christianity my own way. I don't have to go through the classes. I'll learn, I'll study for myself. Listen, Paul the Apostle, I'm sure even Natila, Ageko o ngafiga eduze. Gu ministry ga Paul. I mean, that man wrote even most of the New Testament. Not unless now you once were beaten with 39 stripes like Jesus. Then we can start talking. Beaten half dead in more because of the ministry, because of preaching. Paul himself, somebody had to disciple him. Even if Jesus Christ showed up in a vision. And he said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting. Jesus did not preach to Paul. He said, somebody will come and he will tell you what to do. No matter how great I'm going to use you, but I'm not going to bypass the system and the model that is set. I'm not going to send an angel to preach the gospel to you. He said, somebody will come. They will tell you what to do. He left him still blind. So that he's not going to finish it off. Somebody had to come, probably greater than Paul. I mean, lesser than Paul. Lesser than Paul, because of course, Paul after that became prominent as the apostle. But God used somebody lesser than him to disciple, hold him by the hand. So sometimes you can think, minangang fundi so upa. No, 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 listen. The fact that you are born again today, you are a baby. You are a baby. You need somebody who's, even if you are looking at me, you are saying, Amen. Listen, you are treading on a very, very thin ice. You need somebody to hold you by the hand and show you, take you on the right path. The Bible says Paul spent some time with the disciples. They taught him until wezwangabo. Say, bam tandazela, bam release, to say, now you can go and do what God has called you to do. But he had to go through their hands. But you know, what do we do today in the church? We say, again. And soon you want to be in leadership. Soon you want to be something in that. But you were never discipled. You were never taught. In other words, I don't need to be taught doctrine. I don't need someone to sit me down in a class and tell me about the basics of Christianity. That's why we malfunction in our walk with God. That's why even today we have people who are now pastors. They are preaching behind the pulpit. They were never discipled. They were never discipled. That's why Uzwa in the Pumai. These are the people that Paul was talking about. To say they are preaching another gospel. It sounds like the gospel. But lento in adililwana dilwana kamwara uyenzo ukuthi inento eshota ngokuthi, I mean, Cornelius himself, the Bible says he used to pray to God already. He used to give alms. In other words, he was already a devout man. But God decided, I'm not going to preach to you and disciple you myself. I'm going to send Peter to you. He's going to come and preach to you and your household. As great as he was, as moneyed as he was, as rich as he was, he needed somebody probably lesser than him in terms of maybe the material things. But he had to come into his house. And the Bible says, as we were preaching, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And they started speaking in other tongues. Just somebody who is from nowhere. The Bible says it was even obvious, the disciples, that they were not even educated. That's what the Bible said. But he had to step into Cornelius' house and begin to show them, here is what God has entrusted us with. Here is the mantle that we carry. Only we qualify to bring it upon you. That's why people end up picking up all sorts of spirits from nowhere, because they did not go through the proper channels of the already ordained and established church. Where do you come from? Who discipled you? Who brought you up in the ministry? I hear you say you are a man of God now. But show me who discipled you. Show me who did you walk with. And this is the weakness that the Christian church has today. We are too open. Anyone is allowed in Christianity to show up tomorrow at Sengumfundis. Anyone is allowed. Anyone is allowed. That's why sinamakoko everywhere. Awutholi ukuthi senzani, siyachayisana emapassageini. Awutholi ukuthi senzani, sinabo men of God, and probably some of them are truly men of God. It's just that they don't want to be discipled. They don't want to be taught. Number three, belong. Don't just be a member, belong. In other words, connect. Be a true member. Let a local church be your home. Have a sense of belonging. Don't be a member of a church and behave like a visitor. Belong. There are people who don't. All that they want is to attend the service. Maktiwa amen. Don't bother me with it. It's like, this is not my home. Listen. The Bible says we are the children of God. And what I know, every child deserves a home. Every child deserves. So God has established His church as a home, so that we can come as His children and have a place where we belong. A place where He can locate us and find us. There was a reason why God asked Adam, after He has placed them, the Bible says, towards the east of the garden. And when they moved, He asked, where are you? Not because He cannot find them where they were, but because they moved where He has placed them. Because God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. He could have just dealt with them where they were. But He said, where are you? Why did you move where I placed you? Even today, legally speaking, if you are not aware, kuna ama documents othumawagcwalise, especially contracts, agreements, kune address abanokuyifuna bathi domicilium sidandi. In other words, mase sifuna ukudila nawe ngezinto ezi-serious legal things, whether sisesifuna ukubopha manje or kufanele sizo attach izinto mawusikoloda, yiphi address ekufanele size kiyo to have dealings with you. I'm sure you would know. Mawuboshiwe, mangabe kufanele uthole i-bail, funeka i-address yokuthi mase ungasezi ikuphi la sekuqala sikokode khona. Makufanele uthole i-parole, fanele ba-confirm i-address yokuthi ikuphi la esiyokuhanda over khona. Fanele ube ne-address, and leyo address oyifake lapho domicilium sitandi yila obavumela khona ukuthi mangabe kuza usherif kuleyo address, yonke into ayithola uyayi-attach. So even we as the children of God, there must be a place where we are going to be planted, where we are going to be located. In other words, when God assigns angels to be dealing with your matters, where are you going to be found? Where do you belong? Where is that place that you send an indication to heaven that this is the altar where I'm going to be working? Everything that has got to do with me, here it is. If you don't, let's say, find your parole, ubanike address, bayo confirm it. Maba figure, let's say, doc, file amina ngumfundisa, kwazi ukuboshwa mina, so kuzoboshwa wena. Wo phuma ku parole. So let's say uthi nay address, ubhalisa address yakwami. So bayes bazo confirm ukuthi hey, nawo umuntu kufanele abe ku parole, but sifuna ukukonfirma address. Uthi ubhalisa address yalo. Bese ngithi mina, well, sometimes unokufika mhlambe abe la 2 months, but then unokunyamalala 6 months singamazi ukuthi uphi. Bayabuya bathi hayi ndoda, kuzuthi uzokwenza the same thing. Sizothi masikhipha la, hamba uyohlala 2 months lapho, and then singasakwazi ukuthi uphi. there has got to be a permanent place where we know it is associated with you. That's why I always tell people, when the Bible says, as the trees of righteousness, we must be planted in the house of the Lord so that we can flourish. It's not the water or the rain that pours on the tree that causes you to flourish. But it is the water that falls on the ground that you are planted on. Because lamanzi awele pezwako namhlanje, in the next 2 hours, they are going to be dry. But the ground where you are planted, they have the capacity to draw from the rain any form of nourishment that you will need for the next dry season for you as the tree. So the question is, where do you belong? The Bible says they were signed up. They were baptized, but they were signed up as well. To say, from today, you belong here. That's why then they continue to plant many local churches, signing up people so that they can belong. Not just filling in the form, belong. Let it be seen, let it be known that you belong here. I'll pretend that you're a street kid. Wouldn't it be strange if, let's say, for an example, one komuntu yazi ngihlala 813 Villiers Street, and one even nam manje noma sekunelikwami, if ngiyangena eVillagas bese ngiyadlula ekhaya bese kuba khona umuntu ongibonayo ibhomu izodlisha kancane, how wadlula kini ndoda? Because they expect ukuthi mangihambela ngala fayela ngabe ngiyekhaya. But many of us, siyadlula, sihambela kude nasekhaya. Even when there's something happening ekhaya, we pretend that you don't belong there. Let's close. Number 4. Become a disciple. Be teachable. Don't just belong, but become. Allow yourself to be taught, to be discipled. Allow yourself to be shaped, to be molded. Don't be an untouchable. Allow yourself to be shaped. And number 5, befriend other people. The Bible says they did life together. So be a friend to others. Listen, you are not here so that you can just come in and out and not want to, you know, touch people, or you don't want to befriend anyone. No, that is not Christianity. That is not Christianity. Be friendly. Be friendly. Don't be the one who always has a serious face. You are untouchable, unapproachable. You are not friendly. You don't connect with others. Maybe your class is higher, so you don't feel like, nah, the only person engasondela kuye umfundisi. Listen, the only person engasondela kuye uwe. If these other people are not good enough for to be close to you, why do you want to be close to me? You are a very dangerous person. Be friendly. Connect with other people, irrespective of how great you are at work, irrespective of how rich you are, how poor you are. Understand, the church is the only place where the blood of Jesus Christ is the neutralizer. Jesus did not use the different blood for the poor, the different blood for the rich, the different blood for the uneducated, the different blood for the educated. It is the same blood of Jesus that qualifies me to sit next to you. Noma ngabe nyanuka sihlobo sami, ngibekezelele. Angithi noma uhlele etaxini eceleni komuntu onukayo, uyahlala ubekezele just for the sake of arriving at the destination. Nala isontweni bekezela, irrespective of whether or not mhlambe I'm not your type, I'm not your class, but sikhonze ndawene eyi-one, sikhonze uJesu oyi-one, sikhonze uNkulunkulu ofanayo. At least give me the decency of greeting me. At least high five me mhlambe ke, Bluetooth me from a distance, but be friendly towards me. Be friendly. Be be friendly. Like isamandla sihlo. Siyazi umkhulu la obuya khona la usebenza but xekisa amandla. When we are here in the house of God xekisa amandla. UJesu ngelinilanga bayafika bazomfuna uthi nifuna bani? What is funu Jesus uthi him loya. They fall under the power all of them. But isimanga mina engisibona kulento le. UJesu always had these people around him who were with him but they were not falling under the power. What does that mean? It means he was gentle. Axekisa amandla. Just relax it, just so that he can be associated with these people. Why did they need Judas to identify Jesus? I mean, Jesus, who Jesus? Probably he was supposed to glow in the midst of the crowd. From the distance, they were supposed to see him. But no. He looked like everybody else. That's why they needed Judas to identify him. In other words, he was so normal, connecting with people, befriending people, being amongst people, smelling like the sheep, being around. They needed somebody to show us who is causing havoc around all of these people. Let it not be obvious that you are great, where you might be intimidating someone else. The church is the only place where other people will only have a moment of being close to greatness. So probably God brought you here just so that you can inspire somebody else, that you can be great and humble at the same time. That you can be great and still follow Jesus. And that you can prosper and still be a lover of God. And still worship in the house of God. Maybe you can inspire somebody who has given up on themselves to look at you and say, if God can raise up somebody like you who is from the slums, who is from the dusty streets, and rescue them and redeem them and put them where they are, surely there's hope for me as well. What if your only role in this church is to befriend somebody lesser than you and give them a reason to serve Jesus and give them a reason to admire your humility, admire your love for God, that the more they come close, they realize that you don't wear your greatness, that you don't wear your success, you don't wear your prosperity. When it's time to serve, you serve as great as you are. How do you know that maybe that's the only role that you are here to play? That's why the Bible says the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. As you share your story, someone receives a prophecy about their own life, about their own challenges that they have faced. Tell your neighbor and say, be friendly. So probably you know why when I preach, I always like to say, tell your neighbor. So just in case you were having problems responding to people next to you. No, be friendly. Smile at you. You have to tell your neighbor. You have to be straight. It's like they are sending you a message. I'm not going to do that. I love him. He's a great man. He's a pastor. But at this moment, I'm not going to listen to him. Generally, I was telling them, Epinoni, generally, I'm a very shy person. I know it does not look like it. But generally, I don't shy in a sense of, I don't like talking to strangers. It's not my strong point. I don't like to be, I don't like it. It's like, keep your distance. I will keep mine. That's why I love headphones for that reason. Because when I'm flying, the first thing I do, I take out my headphones and they are noise. They have noise cancellation. In other words, even if you can try to talk, I will not hear you. It's a sign of saying, don't talk to me. Let's just focus on the road. We are all going to Johannesburg at this moment. Let's focus on that. Pray, Namal, pray. And that's how I am. That's how even when I see people that I love or admire on this, my wife has got to say, "How are you, bullies?" I'm like, I don't want to bother. But when I'm here at church, I had to work on myself. I had to say, because God challenged me to say, you can't be like this. That's not how church looks like. I had to work on myself to say, at least when I'm here, I need to break out of that shell. So when we are here at church, there's no thing of, I'm an introvert. No. For the sake of being friendly. Because some people are rude and they hide behind being introverts. You're not an introvert. We are rude. Aunabuntu, you're not hospitable. You're not nice. It's not being an introvert. You are not nice. At least be a nice introvert. Be a kind introvert. Because when you're an introvert, you are allowed to smile, right? You're allowed to say, it's so good to see you. Even if you say it softly. I say, man, it's so good to see you. Praise Jesus. Being an introvert does not mean, it does not mean that. It does not mean that. Be nice. Be a nice introvert. Be kind. Even if you talk to me for 30 seconds, but at least say something. Be nice. Be nice. If Jesus was nice, surely you can be nice. If the devil was nice to the angels that left with him, surely you can be nice. Number 6. Breaking bread. It gets deeper now. Not only are we going to be friendly at one another at church, but we take this thing to the next level to those. And you can't, I acknowledge, you can't do that with everyone. But there are people that God is going to bring closer to you, that you are going to break bread with. Begin to go deeper in terms of your Christian relationship. Sharing meals together. It was part of the Jewish culture that when somebody eats with you, it means they are valuing you. They are honoring you. They are taking a moment to sit down with you and talk to you. Are we here, Bazala? It has got to be a culture that we cultivate. There's somebody in this church who has never eaten in a restaurant where you have eaten. And it might be their breakthrough just for you to extend an invitation to say, can I go and eat? I made an example of King Eli in the morning because Anias, the example, eating tole any guinea pig. I sit with the strings la. Ang mazgo to go bilakon. Mara funa uk impressa in dome before the first time. Mangabe ufuna uguti abona ufuna ugli ukshia a mark. What is he going to do? He's going to say, can I take you out? Ntombazana nayo. Ngiyakushuthi iqali ivula amehlo unonxolo nje ngathi. Athi kushuthi as soon as uthi take you out. Akufani nokuthi awungikhaphe store. Already you are saying, hey, I'm expecting a different kind of a conversation. Because you don't invite me for a meal if you don't take me serious. Kushuthi khona into ofuna ukuyisho. Noma ngabe kuse KFC or a chicken licking or a kakhehla marge okusalayo siphumile. Angisho ukuthi ngithini. Angisho ukuthi mangabe sowufuna ukutake out uya kakhe. That's not what I mean. At least try something. Uze ngizokugcwalisela sibone ukuthi singenza njani. But let it be our culture. Just to break bread together. And lastly, let's stand on our feet. To be a blessing in the church by participating in the prayer life of the church. Many of us, we love Sunday services like this. But when it comes to the prayer life of the church, we don't want to be a blessing. Somebody once said, don't trust anyone who cannot pray for you. Because if Jesus took it to a level of saying, pray even for your enemies, how much more your friends? The Bible says God restored Job, gave him double when he prayed for his friends. Can you be that friend who is going to pray for me? Can you be that builder who is going to pray for this church? Pray over the vision and the mandate of this church. Let's hold hands. Hold hands with the person standing next to you, to your left and to your right. Begin to pray. Begin to pray over them. Begin to pray with them. Begin to pray with them. Begin to pray with them. Pray over them. Pray for the blessing of the Lord over them. Pray for their success and for their prosperity. Pray for favor over their lives. Lamandore silamanga paladele zejuze deliga baluga. Manze de bele vrende zija zede bel comambre gedel venonina. Zoge jaze de kilamanda rede bele vrete zija zede bel bamanda. Manze de bele teria dole braca pala vrade bale tere de beata. We pray for one another, O God. We pray for one another, O God. We pray for one another. We pray for one another, Father. We pray for one another. We pray for one another, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, just take another 60 seconds to pray over the mandate of this church. Pray over the mandate of this church. Pray over the vision of this church. Speak a blessing. Father, prosper us. In the name of Jesus, let your blessing flow in this place. Cause us to prosper in what you have called us for. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Limbruske zale brade. Zelevrete, 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 zelevrete. Zelevrete, 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 zelevrete. Zete beleveke deli kimaka bala kabaya da zeke plagre katorede kilabrota. As we build, O God, prosper us, O Father. As we beget through preaching the gospel. Unveil, O God, through teaching in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Even, O Father, initiate, O Master, in the name of Jesus, lead and delegate. We thank you for the grace thereof. We thank you for the anointing thereof. We thank you, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lebroske zade galodera. Zale baro dale 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 baro de vere de bezoya. Zambal benangro, galval benangre, galbel gonande. Zengele mengo zinga la manga bale mangoye ble grigete lelvenunda zalvananande zelivarote zuka zake zake tale baro tele bere dele bara manzan delvano nenunka singe zentele meko blagre katoride o shandalaba sambala mandala baka para da bayata zala bara da baka plagre katoride bele brete zejize de bayata. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, O God, in the glorious, matchless name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Let's put our hands together and bless the Lord in this place. Hallelujah.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.